Exclusive: Nicaraguans are half of all single adult detainees in Border Patrol custody. By Randy Clark on July 9, 2021. Another country can be added to the list of the Biden administration's efforts to study and address root causes of migration. Currently, according to a source within U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, the Border Patrol is detaining nearly 2,000 Nicaraguan single adult migrants whom cannot be immediately returned to Mexico under the Title 42 CDC COVID-19 authority. The total represents nearly half of all single adults in federal custody. The total at present consists of mostly single adult males and females. Nicaragua is not one of the countries subject to the CDC Title 42 immediate expulsion order, and it is creating a dilemma for Border Patrol and ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, personnel. ICE ERO is charged with finding detention space for the migrants, which is in short supply. It is anticipated, according to the source, that an alternative to detention, ATD, program may be employed by ICE to resolve the detention issues with the Nicaraguans. As Breitbart Texas reported earlier in July, a group of approximately 60 Nicaraguans were discovered by Texas Highway Patrol in a stash house near Normandy. That group was turned over to the Border Patrol and is currently part of the detained population. The state troopers, recently augmented by authorities from out of state, are deployed to the southern border as part of Operation Lone Star. Texas redirected 1,000 Highway Patrol troopers and Army National Guardsmen to address the current border crisis. The Nicaraguans will likely claim asylum and face a lengthy hearing process. The alternative to detention for ICE most likely, according to the source, will involve ankle bracelets and releases. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, more than 100,000 Nicaraguans have fled the country since April 2018. Although the vast majority sought refuge in neighboring Costa Rica, some continue to the United States. May CBP figures show more than 40,000 migrants entered the United States from countries other than Mexico and the Central American Northern Triangle. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.